You are listening to the Winning Edge podcast, where each week we have a conversation with a different member of the Winning Edge Business Networking Chapter located in Spring Hill, Florida.
Welcome to this episode of the Winning Edge podcast. I am Chris Chambers, and I am here, as always, with
Andrew Chamberlain.
And Andrew, of course, with Jericho Road Ministries. And we're also joined with, or by rather, Danielle Rush. How are you doing, Danielle?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good. And of course, she's with Red Life Yoga, helping to create happy, healthy humans, I believe.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
I'd just like to add, as the educational coordinator, I like her being on our podcast.
I agree.
I think she should keep coming back.
And along those lines, today, this episode is going to be a little bit different than those we've done in the past. Again, the purpose of the Winning Edge podcast is to help our chapter. And so what we wanted to do is we wanted to talk about the power of one report today. And Andrew, you're going to go ahead and lead the way on this.
Yeah, I think it's this is going to be a very practical but very meaty podcast specifically for our chapter, because we really want everybody to be in the green. And so we're going to walk through those steps of how to get there and what the report looks like and why we do it and that importance. So let's start off with that. Chris, you are our VP, and I think a good place to start is, why do we have this report? What is it? What is the significance of this report for our chapter?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Power of One report is one that that comes out. Some, you could call it the traffic light report, you know, the red, the green, the yellow, so on and so forth. But we get this, and it's basically a snapshot, right, of everything that every member is doing in the chapter. Are they doing regularly their one-to-ones? Are they engaged, right? Are they regularly listening to CEUs, lifelong learner, right? Are they regularly inviting visitors to come in? Are they passing referrals to one another? Are they being thanked, right, for thank you for closed business? Are they passing referrals that are turning into business? These are all the things that certainly are tracked. And again, the things that are tracked are the things that get done, the things that get measured, the things that get done, right? A couple of years ago, the membership committee at Winning Edge, we made a determination. We wanted to make sure that we held everybody accountable. And we didn't want there to be this idea of favorites or favoritism or clicks or any of those kind of things. So we said, we can't have it be a subjective standard. We have to have an objective standard. So we went around and figured out what in the world could we use for this objective standard to make sure that everybody is being held accountable in the same manner. And we thought, well, we have this Power of One report that comes out every 6 to 7 weeks. That's a fantastic way to do that. And so at that time, what we wanted to do, the push was, we wanted to get everybody out of the gray. So we had four colors at that time. We had green, we had yellow, we had red, and then we had some folks in the gray. And so a couple years ago, when we made this determination, this is what we said. If any member is in the gray, right, the first thing that's going to happen is they're going to be positively coached by someone on membership committee, or maybe a couple on membership committee. We're going to tell them, all right, here's what you need to do to get yourself out of the gray. 6 to 7 weeks goes by, we get a new Power of One report. If that individual is still in the gray, what we would do at that point is we would put them on probation and say, all right, listen, this is your second in a row Power of One report in which you are in the gray. You're not as engaged as you need to be. Here are the numbers you need to put up between now and the next Power of One report. If you do not, your seat will open up. That may seem harsh, but again, we want to make sure that everybody, right, is doing everything they can to help one another. And the truth is, if you're not engaged, you're not going to be as successful as you could otherwise be either, right? So with that being said, Andrew, you asked me, what is the significance of the Power of One report? Well, that's the significance. That's how we've used it in the chapter. That's how we're going to continue to use it in the chapter. But there is one thing that I'm going to be mentioning next week when we go over the new Power of One report in our meeting, and that is this. We don't want anybody in the red. Right? This idea of being in the red, right? You get to a stoplight, you get to a red light. What does that mean? You've done. You've stopped, right? And for our purposes, you've stopped being engaged in some way, right? Now, it also could mean that you're at the starting point. You just got into B&I, right? You're a new member, so you're stopped there because you haven't yet got started. Or it could also mean that you're a member that's been in for some time. For whatever reason, you've slowed down to a halt, and we need to overcome that. So anyway, that's a lot of information. Hopefully that answered the question there.
Yeah, and so I want to hit back on one of those points really quick. As someone who came in, speaking of myself, as someone who came in who's been a part of other networking things, I think there is an attractiveness to the accountability. Mm-hmm. That accountability aspect is, I think, what separates B&I from many other similar or competing networking type of events. That aspect of, okay, we are here to really do business, and if that business is not happening, then what's the point of us being here? Mm-hmm. So I would say what you said there could be summarized. Not summarized, that's not a good word, because there's a lot of meat there that's important that, you know, all of our members need to hear. But there's a very important element that a highlight that people can take out of there is we're going to keep people accountable.
Yep.
I would dare say, Daniel, I don't know your thoughts on this, but I would say that that accountability is one of the main reasons we are as successful as we are as a chapter.
Absolutely. And I think another thing that's a great quality is we've been talking a lot about friendship this morning, and we can be accountable to each other in kindness, in love, in professionalism. So we've just got the numbers, and we're seeing who needs help and who is capable of already helping. So we can reach out to people. We've got friends, we've got mentors, we've got leaders in the chapter. We're not alone.
Yeah.
So that idea of accountability, if I'm hearing you correctly, does not have to have a negative connotation.
No, not at all. Not at all. Yeah. You have a partners. We have partners.
Absolutely. And the other thing I wanted to mention is once a month, we have what's called a leadership roundtable, right, where the president, vice president, secretary, treasurer meet with the other presidents, vice presidents, secretary, treasurers throughout the district or the area, right? And we hold each other accountable as well as leaders in those different groups. Hey, what's happening with those groups? This week, Sean Bradley, our president currently, challenged. Hey, anyone who wants to accept this challenge, we're going to challenge that you get all of your members out of the gray and out of the red. So meaning you only have two colors showing up here on your Power of One, your green or your yellow. We didn't have a single chapter that decided to step up and say we'd be willing to take that. So I said, well, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and amend it. And I'm going to challenge every single chapter out there in our district to get your members out of the gray, get your members out of the red. Well, if we're going to challenge other groups to do that, we need to do it in our chapter as well. So that's our push moving forward.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. So one of the things that we hear in our weekly meeting is the phrase that we use, rock star. And, you know, that's a term we use to kind of give it some to put some language behind what we mean by that. So let's talk about that a little bit. Let's break that concept down, what it takes to be a rock star, and then what happens if you're a rock star. And like, just explore that a little bit, because that's going to pull into the Power of One report in just a moment. So first simple question, we'll go with Danielle, is how do you become a rock star?
So rock star are your weekly stats, and a rock star is 2 one-to-ones, 2 CEU credits, and 2 referrals passed. And I would like to point out that that is above the standard of BNI Global. So the West Coast Florida region, which is where we're at, what we're in, we have that standard of 222. And that reason is because typically our chapters are larger than other chapters, the national average. So if you hit your 222, your 2 one-to-ones, 2 CEUs, and pass 2 referrals every week, then you're a rock star, and you'll hear Chris talk about that.
Phenomenal. So let's break those down. How do you get CEUs, Chris?
Okay, so well, there's a lot of ways that you can get CEUs. One of the ways is by listening to the BNI podcast, right, by Ivan Meisner, right? There's a Power of One podcast that's out. There's quite a few.
Yes.
The BNI, Heartland? There's a lot. If you're going to listen to those types of podcasts, that's great. And it's basically an hour worth of listening, 50 minutes worth of listening, 5 podcasts essentially equals 1 CEU. So that's one way that you can get that. In our chapter, because we do offer our own Winning Edge podcast to our chapter, one of the ways that we encourage everyone to listen to that is if you listen to a single episode of the Winning Edge podcast, you get a single CEU, right? That's one of the ways you do that. There's also other ways, BNI University. Danielle is very big into BNI University. She was near the leaderboard or maybe at the leaderboard.
I am always on the top of the leaderboard.
So
okay.
BNI University is a great way. Yes. There's learning modules. There's all kind of things
right.
there. I remember Conrad Bailey talking about some kind of an MBA.
The MBA is really good. BNI, MBA for BNI or something like that. It's not all how to do BNI. Some of it's how to do business.
Yeah.
You would love it. You know, it's really good stuff. And they even record like the conferences that they speak at,
right,
as well as what they've been doing since COVID hit, which was all to help us grow and recover.
Additionally, you know, I got a couple of BNI books here. We got one called The Infinite Giving, right? 7 Principles of a Giver's Gain. We got another one here on the table by Tiffany Kellogg, 4.5 Networking Mistakes, Knock Your Socks Off Your Audience. So if you read a BNI networking type of a book, you'll get 5 CEUs for reading that book. And then another way we have the each Monday, we have More Money Mondays. That's also sent out by Tiffany Kellogg. And reading through that, engaging with that, with whatever it may be, would also give you a single CEU in our chapter.
So books, BNI approved books, the podcast, either our podcast, if you listen to our podcast, you get one CEU. Mm-hmm. You know, I remember when we started out through the through COVID, we would communicate some of that stuff on our Facebook page. And not that you have to do that now to get the credit for that, but, you know, we do post these episodes on there, and that's a great way to interact. It's a great way to learn about your chapter. We have the email, all these wonderful things, podcast through Ivan Meisner. Are there any other ways that we can capture CEUs? We talked about the BNI University, but are there some other ways?
Well, no, I didn't want to add other ways, but I did want to mention this. If you're doing your two CEUs per week, right? If you're doing what you need to do to be a lifelong learner, right, and two CEUs a week, on the Power One report, you're going to get 15 points, right, for that Power One report.
Great, and we're going to get back to that in just a
moment. I have an addition, too. If anyone likes audible.com, Who's in Your Room, one of Dr. Meisner's book, and Networking Like a Pro are both on Audible.
Wonderful. And so you can listen to them.
Anytime
books.
You can be doing two things, like listening while you're working or driving.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wonderful. So CEUs, there you go. One-to-ones. We won't spend as much time here. Mm-hmm. We have a great podcast that will be out that will talk through some importance of one-to-ones, but let's just hit one highlight there. Our chapter, and anybody can take this away in just a moment, our chapter has 60-plus members right now, and what I have learned in my time here is that if you want to do a one-to-one, there are opportunities. And right now, and I don't know how long this will continue, so I'm going to ask Chris this question. Right now, we're doing one-to-ones even Zoom, phone call, or in person, and that's going to continue for some time. Is that correct?
I would say certainly, you know, we're, like you said, still in the midst of this corona, you know, virus pandemic, and so that's something that will continue, at least for the foreseeable future, for sure, yeah.
Yeah, so two of those a week, right, Danielle?
Yeah.
Two. So two of those, two CEUs, and then let's talk about referrals. So you need to get two referrals. Danielle, I'm going to start with you really quick. One of the things that I think is important for people to understand, especially if you're new or especially if you haven't thought about this in a while, you're not responsible to bring in the business. You're not responsible to close that business for somebody else. You're just supposed to give them a qualified referral to that business. So take that away a little bit so people can understand that, hey, they can accomplish this to get these two referrals.
So qualified referral means that the person needs the service and is currently looking for the service. You're not responsible for getting them to purchase it, but they do need it. So I'm telling, you know, the newer members, if my neighbor's kitchen is ugly, that doesn't mean I'm automatically able to give a referral to Jason. They actually have to want a new kitchen and have the money, a budget for it over a certain amount of time. They have to be willing to listen to Jason, open to him calling or calling him. It's not just you walked by someone and you think they need a makeover and here's a card of Jody's, you know?
Yeah, I think that's a good point. And one of the things that you'll hear, one of the insider language pieces that you'll hear as long, when you're in BNI is like a power team. Mm-hmm. And what we've learned via those, and we can call those different things as well, but speaking of that, what we have learned is there's some easier referral partners within our own chapter once you work with people. So take that, talk about that just a little bit as well.
So contact sphere is a noun and power team is a verb. So contact sphere are the people who have the same customers. And they're non-competing. So for me, I'm in health and wellness as a yoga teacher. The other people in health and wellness, especially the alternatives, although Western medicine is great, but think MDs, chiropractors, massage therapists, others like me, like that. Someone goes to Dr. Sam. He suggests for chiropractic care at Robinson Chiropractic. Then he suggests, you know what? You need to think about strengthening your core. Why don't you go see Danielle? She's a therapeutic yoga teacher. Then I start strengthening their core, and I'm saying, I'm seeing a lot of your muscle tension and weakness. Your anxiety and your stress seems to be some of the problem. I'd like you to go visit Grace Carley with Graceful Touch Massage. And that activity that we're doing, that's a power team when it's active. The contact sphere comes from, there's a chiropractor out there that I don't know, but I would like to know. See, so that's, they're in the same grouping of like customers, but maybe I'm not working with them as much as I am with a power. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And I think that kind of leads into this idea of visitors. And so before we get into that visitors, anything else that we want to add into that concept of you know, doing the referral partners and so forth?
Yeah, yeah. The only other thing I mentioned is so far we've talked about CEUs. That's completely within my control. If I, you know, well, I don't have time. We'll put it in your calendar, right? Next week, the week after, make time to make sure you get the CEUs. One-to-ones, I don't have time. Same thing. Put it in the calendar, right? Yeah. If you're not doing any right now, set aside 1 hour a week for that, you know, and then once you get there, add another one, you know, put it in your calendar, make time for it. That's within your control. CEUs within your control. One-to-ones within your control. Referrals. Some individuals may think, ah, that's outside of my control. I'm not always going to have a referral. And I get that, right? But here's the thing. Everybody decides what they want to ask for as a referral, right? Sometimes it's going to be, hey, you know, for me personally, who is a veteran that you know, maybe that, you know, has a Board of Veterans Appeals here and coming up, whatever it may be, right? Well, you may not know somebody in that fits that. That's fine. There's also going to be individuals, right? Andrew occasionally will ask, I'd like a speaking engagement, right? Hey, you know what? I have a group that I think you can come speak to. That's a referral that I've given to him, right? He's asked for something. There's other individuals that ask for, hey, I want likes, shares, comments, testimonials on Facebook, on Google. Those are referrals, right? They've asked you for those, and those can be given as referrals because that's what they're asking for. Now, again, want to be careful with that because, again, is that necessarily leading to opportunity? Not necessarily, and then certainly that's going to be on the lower level of that. But again, what I would recommend you do after every single meeting is go through your list, read through, hey, what is it that I can do, right, to help one of my referral partners or two of my referral partners? Again, that is within your control. You go ahead.
I wanted to add in on that what to listen for sheet. I go over mine on Wednesday to review because, you know, just one day. Then I go over it again on Friday night, Saturday morning because I see different people on the weekend than I do on the weekdays.
Right.
So sometimes it's nice to have that refresher if you're going to be in front of a new audience. Yeah,
that's phenomenal. So I want to hit something really quick here on one-to-ones, and then we'll recapture a little bit in these three categories, or excuse me, in referrals. One of the things that I've learned is if you're having a hard time with referrals, invite the people that you already are going to refer anyway. Mm-hmm. That's a great way because if, as an example, we're going to get into the point structure, so I want to pause on that so nobody take that just yet. But if you're having a hard time getting referrals to people and you're like, well, wait, man, well, think of the people that you're already working with, and that'd be a great person to invite, and that'd be a great way to start having referrals. So two CEUs, tons of options there, two one-to-ones a week, and I have one tidbit there. A lot of us we set aside like our Tuesday. We make that our day. So some kind of structure is really good to help you with that. So two CEUs, two one-to-ones, two referrals a week, and you'll become a rock star.
No. Well, yes, a rock star for the week.
Yes, you will be a rock star. But we want to add one thing to that.
Yes.
If you will do this one other thing, and that one other thing is invite someone, you can kind of up that level.
Yeah, and as far as visitors go, again, there's the rule of four, right? Or always want to ask at least one visitor every week, right? That'll be at least four visitors that you're asking per week. Two of those visitors that you ask are going to say, yes, absolutely, I'd love to come. And of those two that tell you they're going to come, one of those individuals are likely to show up, right? So if you're asking every single week or four visitors per week, you're likely to end up with at least one visitor showing up per week, right?
Yeah.
Now, again, that's also outside of our control as to whether somebody actually shows up or not, but it's not outside of our control to ask. It's not outside of our control to be proactive and to seek individuals. Like Andrew said, is there somebody that you're already doing business with? Well, let's bring them into the chapter, bring them into the group, and that way we can keep as many of these referrals inside our group as possible.
Yeah.
Wonderful. All right. So now we're going to move forward. So we've seen this rock star. We've seen what it is. And that's going to play into this Power of One report, because if you're doing those things, it's going to really help you get to that green status. So here's what I want to do now. I want to break this down as easy and as simple as we possibly can. So let's start out with this easy question. What is the point total you need to become in the green? So, Chris, what is that point total?
Yeah, so in order to be in the green, you need to be at 70 points or above, right?
70 or above. Okay. To be out of the red, what is the point total that you need to be in the yellow to be out of the red?
45.
Okay, so let's start there.
Yep.
All right, 45 points to be in the yellow. How can you accomplish that? If you are struggling and you are in that red, how can you get to the yellow? What is the easiest way to do that? Danielle, let's start with you.
Rockstar.
Yep.
Rockstar is 50 points.
All right,
you are automatically yellow if you have done your two CEUs, your two one-to-ones, and two referrals.
And again, just point total-wise, CEUs, two CEUs per week gives you 15 points. Mm-hmm. If you do your one-to-ones, two one-to-ones, that gives you 15 points. We're at 30 points right now, yep. Right? And then if you give your two referrals per week, if you're averaging two referrals per week, that's what? Another 20 points, now we're at 50.
But keep in mind, that's attendance. You're also... your attendance, you're on.
That's not taking it. That's not even taking into consideration.
Yes.
So let's pause on attendance for a moment. So let's go back. Hit those point totals one more time, Chris.
All right. So if you do two CEUs per week, you're getting 15 points. If you're doing two one-to-ones per week, you're getting 15 points. If you're giving two referrals per week, you're getting 20 points.
So right there, 50 points. Yep. So with that, let's ask this question, because when I came in, I had a hard time understanding this. Mm-hmm. We do the Power of One report how often?
Every 6 to 7 weeks it comes out.
So you have to do that 2-2-2 on average for that 6 to 7 weeks in that report. Is that a good way of saying it, or is there a better way of saying it?
Well, the Power of One report looks at the last 12 months. Obviously, okay. the newer members aren't going to have 12 months worth of information data in there. Right. But it does go back for a 12-month period. So if you're trying to increase, trying to get out of the red, trying to get out of the gray, or trying to get into the green from the yellow, from one Power of One to the next, then you're going to have to figure out, all right, where am I at right now? And I'm going to have to go above and beyond in order to get up to that next level.
So the data is pulling from 12 months.
Yep.
You have the chance to improve that because you're going to do multiple Power of One reports, right. Four or five a year, depending on however many you pull. They're going to see a chance if you're in that lower, if you're in the gray or in the red, you're going to see an opportunity to be able to move up.
Yep.
And the easiest way to get to yellow, again, Danielle, is two
CEUs, two one-to-ones, and two referrals.
So there you go. I mean, if you do that, if you'll be a rock star, you are guaranteed not to be in the gray, correct?
Yes. You're guaranteed not to be in the red.
Yeah, you're yellow.
Even better. Yeah, that's phenomenal. Okay, so now let's talk about attendance, because attendance is a big deal. That was, as someone coming in, that was a big deal to me, because I was thinking, wow.
Every week?
Yeah, ooh, that's a big one, It's a huge requirement, but that goes back to that accountability. So we won't go to the accountability side, but let's look at the point side. Mm-hmm. So how are we rewarded for attendance? And then vice versa, how are we deducted if we do not attend? So we'll start out with Chris, and then Daniel, take it away as he starts going down this for us.
All right, so the maximum amount of points that you can get from or for attendance is 20 points, right? So again, if you've been a rock star, you got 50 points. If you get another 20 points for attendance, right, where does that put you?
In the green.
It puts you in the green. You're 70 points. Just right there, right? And that's even without the visitors, right?
Mm-hmm.
But in order to get that, you have to have a 96% attendance actually being there, right?
Yeah.
So if you have a sub that comes in the room, that's going to count against you, right? You actually have to be present in order to get that. So if you miss two over that 12-month period, you're still good to go. If you miss four, you can still get some points. You'll get 15 points, but you won't get 20. If you miss six over the last 12 months, right, then you'll still get 10 points. If you miss more than that, you're not getting any points for attendance.
So let's bring some clarification. When he says miss two, miss four, miss six, that means you still have a qualified sub, correct, Danielle?
You get
yes
half
or
a
no.
credit. If you have a sub in, then you get half a point, half the points.
I don't believe so. I think for
really?
This, I don't think you get any because the reason I can tell you that is because one of the issues I had early on, the reason why I was in the yellow for so long is because I had hearings on Tuesdays, and then it took me a while to figure that out, how to get my hearings off my calendar on Tuesdays. And so for that reason, I never got any points for attendance. And I had subs each and every time I missed.
Yeah. So that's the thing I want to clarify for everybody listening. When you say miss two, miss four, miss six, that's not meaning miss without a sub.
Right.
That's meaning...
Oh, you're not absent if you have a sub.
Either, yeah. Right. Yeah. But that's either a straight absence or it's having a sub. You're not getting attendance points if you have a sub.
So if
you're not getting kicked out of the chapter,
yeah,
but you're also not getting points for your Power of One.
So okay. to get the points, let's just make sure we're really clear on this for everybody. You need to be there.
You got to be there.
Yeah.
And if you have a sub or you're absent, and when I say absent, I'm referring to you're not there. Even if you have a qualified sub, if you do that more than two times over the course of a period, you're not going to get that maximum points.
Right. Yeah. Now, and another thing I mentioned, we're on Zoom right now, right? We're on Zoom right now. And they're talking, BNI Global is talking about, getting back in person at some point. What they're leaning towards is some kind of a hybrid model where you have some individuals, in person, you have some individuals online. And here's the thing, for as long as that is in place, and my guess is that's going to be in place for quite some time. If you go on vacation, if you have to go out of town, if you have something to do, you can still get on your computer, you can still get on Zoom, and you're still in attendance, at least for the foreseeable future.
Which, again, if we're talking about getting people to the green, you attend the meeting, you do your 2 one-to-ones, your 2 CEUs, your 2 referrals a week, and you make that your standard of what you do for the course of the year. You're going to get 70 points right there, and you'll be in the green, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's as simple as that. There's obviously some challenges because we all have to deal with how we're going to do that. But it's still, at the end of the day, it's just as simple as that. Is there anything we will talk about how to get more points in just a moment? But is there anything else to add there? Is that clear for everybody? Chris, Danielle, is that clear?
That's good. Yep. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So now 70 points is that baseline for green, but you can get above that. Right. And so let's talk about the ways to get above that 70 points. So let's first start with visitors.
Yeah.
Explain, if you will, the importance of what bringing a visitor to the chapter means from a point structure. So we'll start with Chris.
Yeah, so in order to get that full maximum value, you have to average, right, at least one visitor per month. That's the standard.
And what is that full maximum value?
The point? 20 points. Okay. We get 20 points for that. If you're bringing less than that, you can still get some points. You can still get 15 points, 10 points, all the way down to 5 points. And I'd have to pull the math up here. If you have 23% of the 12 months, right, you're going to get the 20%. I'm got some.
No, I just often hear say when you bring a visitor, it's a visitor. You get credit for the visitor and credit as a referral because you're referring to the chapter.
That's true. That's true.
So it's like bonus bucks. Mm-hmm. Jessica Banville with USA Benefits Group, she would always say that she would invite extra right around her vacation. And that's how she'd pad, because she was going to miss. Mm-hmm. She'd just make sure she'd have a whole bunch of extra visitors because it would help with her stats. And I thought that was a really great idea.
Yeah. So the key thing here is there's two ways of looking at this. I want to make this as clear and as simple as possible. 70 points is going to get you to green. You do the attendance, you do the one-to-ones, CEUs, referrals, you're going to get there. A way, if you're lower and you need ways to bring you up, or you want to even get above that 70 points, it's visitors. And what's fascinating is that visitor will actually help in the referral way as well. So visitors are a key component to score points on that Power of One report to get you into the green and above. So one last thing that I want to clear up for everybody in this Power of One report is the thank you for closed business. Because there is points that you can get. You know, Danielle, we looked at this, and if you average 1,000 a week over the course of that year, you'll get 10 points, according to our report. But Danielle made a really good point earlier, and I'd like for you to talk about that. How it's good to reward the points for people that bring in business, but also we understand that there are businesses of different scale.
Right.
And so it's really encouraging that you can be in the green and not be one of those businesses of scale that can bring in a lot of thank you for closed business. So kind of break that down a little bit and why, to encourage people that, hey, you can still be in the green and not be somebody that's bringing in millions of dollars, if you will, by yourself.
Well, the point value for thank you for closed business is less than it is for others. I think it maxes out at 10.
10 points, yeah.
10 points. So sometimes people are like, why doesn't that mean more? We're here for the money. And I was like, well, some of it is that we can give referrals and we want them to be qualified and, good referrals, but we can't actually make people purchase. It still is their choice. So that's one. The other thing is, like you said, scale. I do run on a smaller dollar amount than others. Like, you can take a class with me for $12. My highest expenditure is $400 in a month for one person. Whereas someone buying a house, someone remodeling a house, someone putting roofs on buildings, the lawyers, there's bigger ticket items. But I want to be on the same, we want to be on the same playing field.
Yeah.
And not feel like because I can't, it's harder. I don't want someone to not feel like supporting me is going to get them points. Mm-hmm. You can actually be at the top of the list by giving me a whole bunch of referrals. But is that making sense?
Yeah. No. I think the key thing here is the element of thank you for closed business does get recorded, mm-hmm. and we do want to reward those who are bringing business because at the end of the day, that's what we're about. Yep. But at the same time, we want to make this, if you are putting forth the effort and you're doing these, all the things that lead into that, you're going to have enough points from the Power of One report, even without this category, but this category will get rewarded and it will help you. So anything you want to add to that, Chris, I think that would be good for people to understand.
Yeah, so you use this the term effort, right? If we look at all of these measurements that we take a look at here, this is the one that is the least in our control, right?
Yeah.
This is outside of our control, exactly what kind of business or what kind of money it's going to turn into. What we can do is give our fellow referral partners an opportunity to do business with these individuals. Whether they do business, how much they do business, again, that's outside of our control. So like you said, we still want to measure it, but we're not giving it as much of a point total as we are in the others. So anyway, just wanted to mention that.
I think that's a great way. And let me get back to this, and I think this is a good way to close. 70 points is your goal.
Yeah.
If you want to be in the green, we want you to be in the green. We want everybody in the green. 70 points is your goal, and you can control every aspect of that.
Yep.
And
you can show up.
Yeah, you can show up. You can do your CUs.
One-on-ones. And referrals, past referrals.
Yeah. You do those, and you're going to be there. So be encouraged. And if you, by chance, are listening to this and you are new or thinking about BNI, maybe this is a point for you that really is attractive, because that's what it was for me. Mm-hmm. Like, this, we care, and we're going to hold each other accountable so that we can truly bring success. So wrap us up, Chris.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention this. I think it's always what is celebrated gets repeated, right? And that's why we are encouraging everybody to get into the green. But we do have two of our members, right, in the chapter who have a perfect score of 100 in the Power of One. I think Ralph Colello, I believe this is his third. And again, he may get on me if he's been in more than that. But at least his third of being at 100 to a point total there. And then Rory had fallen off last Power of One report. She's back up to the 100 point total. So congratulations to Ralph Colello, Custom Discount Blinds, and Rory Killingsworth of A Little Lady Catering as well. Definitely good job there. Anything else before we wrap this up?
No.
No? All right, everybody. Well, like we said, we want to encourage everyone to get into the green. Our goal for this year is to get at least 55% of our chapter into the green before year's end. And we also want to make sure that nobody else is in the red. Again, we've challenged every single chapter in the area to get their members out of the red. And we're encouraging and we're challenging each one of you to get out of the red as well. So with that being said, Andrew, thank you so much. Danielle, thank you much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
This was good.
And thanks for listening to the Winning Edge podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Winning Edge podcast. Please be sure to check out the show notes for contact information for each of our guests, links to their websites, and links to more information about the topics discussed in this episode. Until next week, happy networking.